I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Achtung Norwalk, broadcasting from the beautiful South Burnham. Accept no substitute.
Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Welcome to Achtung Norwalk. My name is Nick Hart. And join me at the Under-21 Professional Development League final in the aftermath of a goal. I don't know who scored that goal. Michael, who scored that goal, mate?
I don't know. Who's that?
Essay.
Essay. Roman Essay has just opened the scoring versus Sheffield United in the Professional Development League final. Nice move, space found. Everything we're not used to, Michael.
It shows I've been paying attention to Essay this season, innit? He just scored, I had no idea who he was.
That move showed fluidity, it showed imagination, close finishing. Is it Millwall we're watching?
Everything we lacked last season, then.
Roman Essay puts us 1-0 ahead, dear listeners. Welcome to the show this week. I've just had a Millwall kerfuffle. We've just watched a beautiful move from the opening goal. Whilst I've had a very Millwall kerfuffle trying to get into the ground. You pay online, but then you have to go and get a paper ticket somewhere. So I'm late into the game. It's about 10 minutes in, I believe. So apologies for the very vague info.
Sorry, just to cut in there, this is the club who next season really are pushing the QR codes and cashless system.
Meanwhile, you've got to go and get a bit of paper from the ticket office. So, yeah, apologies, I'm a little bit late here. I've gone minimal prep for this edition, listeners.
We're going to go down to 11th in the league table.
But I thought in the aftermath of that awful debacle against Blackburn Rovers on the last day of the season, it might make a nice final show of the season, so to speak, to come along and get a little bit of hope. And so far, the hope is being repaid with Millwall 1-0 ahead in this Premier League, Professional Development League Under-21 final. The Lions obviously here as a result of a wonderful 3-1 down, 4-3 win versus Hull City last Monday afternoon, which I was going to go to but couldn't make it. But I've made the effort to come down here tonight. It's a beautiful sunny evening here at the Den. Long shadows, the real hint of summertime. Relaxed vibe outside. I've had a few beers, listeners, so I'm going to apologise to you now if any of this is slurred. Anyway, this is the Millwall 3. I have taken a team screenshot, so I will get some of these names. A ball in from the left, the 11, Millwall. Balls to SA again at the 10 on the edge of the penalty. That's going to go for a right-sided corner. Your Millwall team, apologies if I don't know any of the Christian names here. There's Wright in goal, two Walker, Adam Malarkey, number four is Lawson, number five Smith, Akoli, number six is the captain of the team, SA, Roman SA we've seen in the first team, number eight is Alan Imaku, number nine, this is the signing, in comes the right-sided corner, whilst I'm rabbiting on, that's a long one, it's offside, I think. Abdul Malik, number 10, and Nana Boateng on 11. So some familiar names, one and all. So yeah, I've taken a bit of a break from the old podcasting malarkey, and I've come wonderfully all prepared for tonight's show. I'm just operating off my iPhone, so I'm hoping the quality of the dialogue post three or four beers is coherent for you, listeners. And good enough. I'm using my iPhone rather than my usual professional ish setup. This is the 7 for Millwall. We'll have to have a look. Essay out wide right. In comes a ball. It's across the face of a goal. The lines have opened up rip roaring style. Really bright attacking movement. That's gone for a right sided throwing. So, yeah, I suppose the obvious contrast is with the first 11 who relinquished that 3-1 lead just to touch the spot on your forehead. Still quite raw, listeners. I'm going to be checking in with proceedings over, of course, a little bit of space on the right side. That's going to go into the goalkeeper. So, yeah, we'll be checking at various points during the course of the game. Not going to be doing my usual stream of consciousness on this, unless the fancy takes me. So we'll be back later on in proceedings. We must be about 16 minutes into proceedings. Thank you, Millwall Ticket Shop. Well, I was just thinking, so they look good, skillful, but maybe a touch lightweight at the moment. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there is the argument, yeah. Ryan and I were just saying that they're playing with a little... I'm with Ryan Loftus, by the way.
Ryan Loftus and Michael with me.
Yeah, the two most popular.
They're sober and I've had that for 4 beers.
Yeah, no, the roles have reversed.
That's why they wouldn't let him in.
That's why they wouldn't let him in, dear listener. He'd had too many sherbets. No, but it's just they're playing a very attacking style at the moment. Okay, yeah. Granted, old man's away, I don't watch much of the under-21 stuff. Yeah. But it makes you think, how would a long-term fit into a Rowett plan where it's so defensive-minded that even your wing players have to have one look or one eye on dropping back? Because the way Millwall are attacking at the moment, no one's looking or thinking about losing the ball. They're all thinking about moving forward quickly, playing really quick transitions. And that's not a style we play under Rowett.
But you think that the under-21s should be playing a style that would fit into the first-team format.
Yeah.
So they can slot naturally into the first team when they make it.
I mean, unless I'm seeing a different game to everyone else.
It's been a bright attacking start. This doesn't fit in with the Rowett ball style, does it?
No, and that's what we was literally just saying there. And we was also saying as well with the level that you need to be to break into these teams, because we've had who's the players we were saying just been released? Tiensa,
Topoloi. Like I was saying, we need left backs to be released.
Yeah. Yeah, we need left backs to be released.
He's on loan at Bromley.
Yeah, so what exactly? So what level must these players need to reach, you know, to really?
They almost have to change their game entirely to fit into a Rowett first 11.
Exactly, and this is the argument we were saying as well. You've got players like Jamie Philpott, who's now I think he's at Glebe. You know, Alfie Pavey, who's struggling a little bit. Even Ryan just said they're about Ben Thompson. You know, everyone's saying about him being released. He's at Peterborough and he's not getting much game time. So, yeah, it is refreshing. It is very good to watch so far, very attacking. But like you say, Nick...
Where's the plan?
Where's the plan? And if they're quite lightweight at the moment, what's the aspirations? Because these are under 21. In a couple of years, they'll have to be considered for the first team.
That could be the Millwall slogan on the club badge. Where's the plan?
Where is the plan? We should have said that half-time against Blackburn.
You could do it in Latin. I don't know what it is in Latin.
Where is the planus?
About halfway through the first half, what with my shenanigans outside... it's been a very bright start by the Lions. This is Nana Boateng on the left side, the 11. He's looked very bright. The whole side have looked bright. But that's an interesting point that Michael's just made. Where do they fit into the Rowett ball scene? I hasten to suggest, as I just did, that they don't.
Think of a penalty shout there, dear listeners, from Millwall. We are around about 23 minutes into the first half. The referee gave nothing, but both sides have come into this final in, as the main website describes it, immaculate form. The Lions have beaten in 12. Can you imagine that? Very, very different contrast to what we've seen with the first team. We couldn't buy a goal, couldn't scratch a win out, could they? You know, Sheffield United lost one the last 11. Millwall unbeaten in the last 10 under 21 level. The Blades of Sheffield United beat Bristol City to win the Northern Division. Millwall obviously beating Hull City. Somehow Bristol were in the Northern Division and Hull City are in the Southern Division. Go figure, listeners, go figure. Nice work there by the left back, Adam Malarkey. That's his surname, Adam Malarkey, surname. I don't know any of the Christian names, so I'm going to apologise in advance to any players that listen to this review post-match, but that was really nice stuff there by Adam Malarkey. This is a break forwards now for Sheffield United. This is a dipping cross comes shot. It's gone wide of the left middle post. 24 minutes. Ball breaks. This is Boateng now on the left side of the Sheffield penalty. He's won a left-sided free kick. We are very creative going forwards with the ball, listeners. You may well see a lot of this footage on the live stream or the Millwall TV stream. But my impression so far, this is a very creative side. Quick in movement, they want to get on the ball, they want to attack, they want to score goals. Stay with this left-sided corner. This is the three, which is Adam Malarkey. It's bouncing around the penalty area, calls for the nine. Good crowd in here. I think there's probably in the 1,000 plus mark. We're all crammed into blocks 4, 5 and 6 of the West Upper, the Barry Kitchener stand. The rest of the stadium's empty, of course.
One thing I will say, Nick.
What's that?
There was more here than from when we played Colchester in the Johnston Panks Trophy in 2010, I'll always remember. It's a good turnout.
This is a final. There's a shot from Sheffield on the left side. It's gone wide right. Nothing much from Sheffield so far, Mike.
No, very little, very little. You had this shot just close by us that curled nicely. I thought he was going to cross it, but they weren't too far away. Yeah, keeper's not been ultra-tested. Mill should have really scored down the other end there or released it at the target from a couple of scuffs.
It's a bright start.
Mill totally in control. Totally in control.
Not often you've said that this season.
I was just going to say, it's not going to get too carried away yet.
First glance also at our signing earlier on last season, I suppose it is now, Adamo Umaku, playing at number 9 tonight. He looks like a strong player, I say, as the ball's just put past him and he's running around like a headless chicken out there, but he looks pretty thick set.
Hey! What do you mean,
guys? I was looking at the success. Millwall as a club obviously have won the FA Youth Cup in the late 70s, I think it was 1979. And then again in the early 90s, both times to win the FA Youth Cup, we were against the superior opponents, if you want, Manchester United, I remember, in the 70s. Was it Manchester City in the early 90s? Superior opponents in club size. But oddly, neither team went on to really influence the first team to a tremendous amount. I mean, there may be individuals that made it into the first team, I believe the 79 side had was that a young Kevin O'Callaghan in that side, who would obviously go on to play for the first team. But I don't remember the linkage between the success of the youth side, this is under 21s. I don't remember that being a direct corollary. Not a word you want to say after a few beers. Meaning success for the first team, but you hope so. This team, for me tonight, representing a real sense of hope that next season we're going to see some of these boys coming through into the first team and I hope a more consistently bright style of play than Rowett ball. We've certainly seen that so far. We are 32 minutes into the proceedings tonight and it's been bright stuff, so that hope at the moment is reinforced for me, listeners. Under 21 manager Kevin Nugent mentioned the maturity of his side, particularly in that dramatic 4-3 win, eventual 4-3 win after extra time against Hull City. But he was talking about the maturity of the team and the way that they discussed the problems, on-pitch problems at half-time, and showed the intelligence and maturity to change things. This is Sheffield on the attack as I'm speaking now. We are going for a goal kick. Give it as a goal kick. That's 39 minutes into the game. No, it's been an impressive start. We're obviously leading at 1-0 at the moment. Standout players for me so far, I'd pick out the 6, Okoli. It's a couple of, last few minutes, a couple of really decisive tackles. The 3 is on the ball now, which is Adam Maloki. Nice take and turn there. You could hear the crowd, couldn't you?
Yeah.
A nice bright style. I think that's probably the thing that's really struck me based on what we're seeing so far, listeners. So, yeah. Ticking towards 40 minutes, Lions leading at 1-0. Blimey, incident there. This is 44 minutes, just on the stroke of half time. Sheffield United just hit the crossbar. Really nice jinking run into the penalty area. Striker hit the crossbar. And then the return shot from the edge of the penalty area has been tipped over by Mills, goalkeeper. Wright, don't know his first name. Gary Rowett sees our playoff defeat, as much of it was painful, as part of a continual progress, inverted commas. So I quote, a continual progress of the club, which, I mean, we finished 7th, didn't we, in the end, despite that 3-4, was it 8th? I can't remember now. Anyway, we just missed out. It was one of the highest finishes for the club ever. I mean, you know, let's not beat around the bush. I know it was a disappointment in the end, but it was a bit of a wing and a prayer at times. I mean, I will say, I said in the last show that I did, say it to you again, dear listeners, when I came away from Wigan just a few weeks ago, if you said to me we'd be involved in a kind of a high intensity playoff shootout such as Blackburn and be leading at one point, as we were at half time, then I probably wouldn't have believed you, because the vibe coming out of Wigan was very, very downbeat. So I think it's how we're going to progress. He's saying here that even mega money clubs, as he puts it, find playoff football a tough one. This is a left-sided, right-sided corner that's gone way over the bar. There's a half-time whistle. Mill leading at 1-0. It's been a bright, bright half of football. Calls for hope, listeners. That's the question as to how many of these players will fit into the first team is an open one, but we are leading at the half. Mill 1, Sheffield United 0.
Achtung, Millwall.
Gary Rowett describing his post-match vibes, saying he woke up next day and couldn't actually believe it happened, to be 3-1 up at home and so close, let it fall away. The game unravelled for different reasons. Fundamentally, not good, not being good enough, and we're carrying injuries, and then the team that were able to take the field weren't good enough. So, reading between the lines of the various interviews that he's done, this is at London News Online, he's talking about next season. So, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about him moving on, but I'm not picking up any, would you, reading between the lines, would you pick up anything? I don't suppose you would, but he seems to be planning and looking ahead. So, whether you regard that as a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but that's the way it seems after that debacle, Blackburn debacle. 1-0 half-time, Mike. I thought we looked quite bright out there, mate. I thought, you know, we've had moments with Sheffield attacking, but Mill have looked pretty good.
Do you know what? Apart from that little pocket at the end of like 7 to 8
minutes.
Yeah,
they came good, didn't they? Yeah.
I don't think Sheffield United really done anything. I mean, Millwall, whenever we press forward, we look like we're dominating. We look like we're going to create. To see, that's the thing. That's the thing that I like to see from teams when they play football. When you go forward, you look like you're going to do something, even if it doesn't come off.
No, we look dangerous. Every
time. We look like we're going to do something, and I think that's the. You don't want to keep going back to the first team. What happened last season? But there was a lot of moments last season when you'd have a look and you think, we could be here till Christmas. We ain't going to score. You know what I mean? And this is normally.
It felt like, that way.
Yeah, you know, but. But what I'm saying is that every time you watch, you say, yeah, yes, they're a little bit lightweight. Yeah, they might have the experience of the...
I don't know about you. I've not come here expecting to see a first-team effort.
No.
These are kids, you know, there's under-21s.
Oh, yeah.
So clearly some are better built than others. I like the look of the six, of Coley. He looks strong.
The fullback looks good.
Adam Malarkey, I think his name is.
Looks very good. Eze's obviously looks dangerous. The 9 and 10 both up front are dangerous.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. I think... Some, do you know what? And the thing is, they're trying things.
Yeah.
You know. They're not just going. They're not just going forward. And apologies if is it Kevin Nugent who listens?
Almost certainly listens to the show.
Absolutely, he's got it on subscribe. He likes the grassroots shows. But they're not scared to try something. There's obviously a game plan. But if the game plan's not working, like a moment ago, a player's cutting on his right foot, not working. He's gone back in on his left. I think the problem is with first team football and league football now. It's become very robotic. If it's not going to work the way they've done it in training, they run out of ideas very quickly.
No, I mean, I suppose it gets bashed out at you at that level, but it's nice to see this tonight. It's turning a little bit cooler than our listeners, but it's a lovely summer's evening. I'm really glad I come down here so far, anyway.
Here's a question for you, and this is what I pose to Ryan Loftus. There's some people not of this parish who have their own streams, fair play to them. They watch a lot of this, or they used to stick their head through Calmont Road fence to watch it on a regular basis. Would this be the type of thing, time permitting, you'd watch more of, Nick?
Yeah. It might encourage me back next season. I mean, they often play in the afternoons here, don't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would certainly come back.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, like, again, as we say, and this is very similar to a degree in the sense of, like, the sort of non-league things. It's a fiver to come in. Yeah. Three or four of these might break in the first team, and you can say you've seen them win these competitions.
No, £5 to get in. Bit of performance with the old tickets, but anyway, it's Millwall, and we forgive you everything.
Absolutely.
Millwall.
Yeah. But she wasn't the most pleasant of turnstile operatives, was she?
She was robotic, wasn't she?
Just a bit. We'll have a word with Lurch later. Get rid of her.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Some wonderful quotes from Gary Rowett in the aftermath of that loss to Blackburn, last game of the season, I keep going on about. Talking to the London News Online. It sounds like a lyric to a song. I woke up the next morning and once I realised actually was that scoreline, and it actually did happen. Then to me, it's about how do we make sure it never happens again. I didn't feel like going out, didn't feel like relaxing. I had to go and watch Fleetwood at Wembley, which was like a painful, like a deliberate infliction of pain on myself. He didn't say that. I'm making that bit up. But that's the general gist of it. It was like a flagellation, a bit like the character who was in the Da Vinci Code. Isn't one of the characters whip himself? It's that kind of thing. I've got a vision of Gary in his flat at Canary Wharf with a flail drawing blood in the aftermath of that 4-3 loss, the debacle. I wanted to feel a bit of a hurt. It's like the Johnny Cash song, to see if I can still feel something. This is an attack from Sheffield. That's a nice clearance from the Millwall 3 there. Adam Malarkey.
Offside. I'll tell you this now. He would never be able to do that again, even if he tried.
He's been going to the Harry Warren School of Finishing.
Harry Warren School of Finishing. Forget the Lucy Clayton School of Finishing. That's the Harry Warren School of Finishing.
Describe that for the listener.
Well, the kind of shotgun crossing from the left side, it fell into the path of Imarku.
Yeah, I think somehow it's hit a post, the other post, a pigeon who was on the goal line, and somehow managed to stay out.
Go on! Anyway, it all came to nothing. Here's a Millwall on the attack
now.
He knew
he was offside, that's why he
was on the left side. Nice shot in from number 10. That is Boateng, Nana Boateng. Looks the part, listeners. Looks the part. It suddenly dawned on me. I'm quoting the Lucy Clayton's modelling score. I don't know where that came from, listeners. In context of the Harry Warren School of Finishing, so it's a very odd juxtaposition of things. It's one all, dear listeners. I think we're about 18 minutes into the second half. What's that? It's 45, 63 minutes into the game. A long-distance shot, cold shot, from the left side of the Mill penalty area by the Sheffield United striker. It actually hit the post, I believe, and then fell into the path of the oncoming finisher to make it one each. Decent goal. Not much the keeper could have done with it.
Top finish.
Yeah.
From this angle, the way that curl ran, keeper's got no chance.
No, I couldn't see much wrong with it.
No.
And to have the man in the box as well is, you know.
Yeah. If you want to be ultra critical, you can say maybe the defender should have followed it up. Well, when it came off the post.
He probably thought he was going in anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But he's come off the post, hit the keeper on the back of the head and landed on the centre forward's foot. He can't do anything about that. It's a top finish.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great long range shot.
All to play for. To be fair, that equalisers really reflected the flow of play, particularly in the second half. Sheffield went close a few times towards the end of the first. They've come on strong, really, as the game's progressed. They just look a little bit more solidly built. They look a little bit more, shall we say, professional. Millwall team just starting to look a little bit lightweight, a little bit more like kids rather than the Sheffield side. They do look like blokes, if you want to put it in those terms. halfway through the second half. It's been pretty much Sheffield's half. They are on the break. This is the free edge of the middle penalty area. Trying to find some space here. Got men in space on the right side. That's brilliantly saved by the middle goalkeeper. Right. Shot in from the right side. You can hear the applause behind me. We're probably on about 67 minutes or so. Certainly, I think Sheffield are starting to turn the heat up a little bit. And we are still in the game. But only just. That was a great save. It's going to be left-sided, right-sided corner. Temperature has dropped quite considerably. Pitch is now floodlit. Started off in really nice evening sunshine, but it's Bud Lights now. Wind picking up, and the flags opposite on the docker stand as we await this Sheffield corner. And it comes right side. That's cleared at the near post. These six, Millwall's six, of Coley has been impressive for me across the game so far. Another ball into the box. So that's Adam Malarkey again, a name that I keep saying because he is a standout player. That's a shot high over the bar from distance. Gary Rowett discussing the 4-3 loss against Blackburn. He says there's no point looking back or whinging about what happened. It happened because on the day we weren't good enough to hold on to that lead. Therefore, we have to work out what needs to be done to make it better. No, I don't know. I might be naive, listeners. I'm not known for my cynicism, am I? But I'm just reading that he wants to come back next season and improve, and that hurt, and he wants to do better for Millwall. That's how I'm reading that. I could be wrong. Yeah, he might drift off to somewhere else. Football is a business at the end of the day. He's got to go where he thinks is his best place. But all of the interviews give me the impression that he's planning for next season properly. He says he's a pretty black and white kind of guy, so I think there's going to be a few honest conversations to be had in and around the squad. We've obviously discussed already the release of Scott Malone and Mason Bennett to injury, well, Bennett particularly injury prone. Ryan Leonard in discussion, so I imagine the contract will reflect his injury track record. So much remains to be seen for the summertime, dear listeners. But this is, what's that, mate?
I'm saying that six down. Can't remember what's his name. We said six. The way he's just won.
We're six.
Yeah, the way he's just won the ball there and just so.
Fuck off,
he looks like a strong
player. Yeah. What I like there was the way he's won the ball.
Fucking do it.
I'll wait till he's done.
A little bit of kerfuffle down there.
Just a bit, yeah. But going back to the six there, he's run out nice with a ball, looked up and straight looked for a pass. How many times do you see League One, League Two defenders win that ball in the roof?
Akoli Asex looks like a really quality player.
Yeah.
He's been a real standout of the game so far.
Yeah, we were just saying, Ryan and I, the fullbacks had a good game, the six has had a good game, the keeper's been very good. I think that's a good solid base there. Again, let's not get too carried away and say they're going to make the first team, but...
It's good to see it.
Yeah,
I was going to say relaxed vibe for the game so far, but as you can hear, it's turned a little bit heated. We were probably about 27, 28 minutes into the second half, listeners, so you're talking about 15-ish minutes to go, roughly. There is provision, I think, for extra time and penalties, because this is a final tonight. Just saying to the chap next to me that we're looking a little bit... We look bright still, but we do look a little bit lighter. That's a lovely take and turn there by Mill 7. That's Roman Esse. That was Roman Esse. We look skillful. We look maybe a touch light. But we play some bright stuff. So there's a lot to be hopeful about on this side. That's been my takeaway. Whatever the result finishes, that's my bottom line, if you want. This is a bright-looking side. How many will make it into the first team? Don't know. It all depends on the big boss, Gary Rowett, and how he sees the style of the team next season, doesn't it? Approximately 39 minutes into the second half, isn't it? So we're talking about, 6 minutes of regular time. Should be some added time. We've had a few injuries one way and the other across the second half. We all had a little bit of a flurry a few minutes ago. I had a chance at the free kick on the edge of the penalty area, but I still think probably... Momentum is favouring Sheffield, but it remains one each. We're talking about the last 5 minutes-ish of regular time and then provision for extra time and penalty shootout. Let's hope we don't go to that. It'll soon be settled in regular time. We're getting to the point now where it's getting cold. My back's starting to ache. Age is creeping up on me, so it'd be nice to go home. But anyway, one all at the moment, listeners. Dodge a bullet there just as I turn the recorder off. A shot in from the left side, another crossing from the right point behind, but no, it was shot in from the left side, batted away by the goalkeeper, thankfully cleared by the Mill defence. Some of our boys stretching themselves with cramp. We're still a few minutes short of regular time, so I'm not sure that we're going to field 30 minutes extra time particularly easily, if that's giving them jip. I'm saying all this, I couldn't run for 90 minutes for love nor money, so you know, easy for me to get on my high horse, this isn't it? But yeah, one or two stretching themselves. I'm getting a bit peckish, to be honest with you, listeners. See now, 9 o'clock. There's full time.
Achtung, Mehlball.
It's nice to be back at the Den, listeners. I must admit, in the aftermath of that Blackburn game, I was talking for a little while. I've had a couple of weeks of not doing anything, you know, podcast, Millwall related, or the odd witticism on social media, of course. I must have my little joke, mustn't I? But equally, it's been nice not really thinking too deeply about Millwall. It's a very painful situation. But now here we are again. Nice, cool summer's evening now, watching the football. It's been a decent game. Two committed sides, two young sides, both playing with a certain level of naivety, I suppose. It's been nice to be back into it. I must admit, I'm looking forward to August. How long have we got? We've got about another month before the fixtures are announced. The playoffs are still to complete, of course, but then we get the fixture announcement in June. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to confess to you, listeners, I'm looking forward to getting back down here again for the old regular cycle of the new season. Didn't think I'd be saying that when we completed, you know, that 4-3 loss the other week. There we are, here we are, with both teams lining up for the second, for the extra time. Mill will be attacking the away end in the first period. I haven't quoted the venerable Bede at any stage, because I arrived here in a kerfuffle. Anyway, we're going to be attacking the empty away end in the first period of second of added time, extra time. Just talking about Callum Stiles, dear listeners. You'd have him back, Michael, Callum Stiles?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, unless Barnsley pay more than us, I can't see him being on mammoth wages that would scare
us. They've got a playoff final to get through, then.
Exactly.
Depend on that.
Yeah, so good luck, Sheffield Wednesday. that would do us a huge favour. But no, I think Stiles really...
He seems to enjoy it. He's been posting messages on social media, come and get me, pretty much.
Yeah, and he seems to slot in well. I mean, Ryan just said there that he's not what you'd want in a centre midfield and you prefer him at fullback. I think he's one of these players who could pretty much do a job in most
positions. Managers must love him. He'd play anywhere, pretty much, it seems to me. Yeah, he's look good.
He's like a good Alan Dunn with hair.
Blimey, Mill dodged the bullet there, listeners. We are how many minutes into the second? 6 minutes into the first period of the extra time. Overhead kick that took a deflection. It's gone for a corner, but it was inches over the bar. It was a real chance there for Sheffield United to go ahead. Kind of like a scissor kick for those older listeners out there that used to follow Billy Dane's boots and things. They used to have Roy of the Rovers, used to have scissor kicks, didn't they? It was like that. Anyway, it's taken a deflection. Here comes a corner from the right side. It's a deep one. It's great save by the goalkeeper. That was full power on target from close range. Goalkeeper plucked it from underneath the bar and put it over right. Decent looking goalkeeper. What price Jules Long, listeners? What price Jules Long? This boy looks like he's got it. We're just saying to Michael about the fatigue showing in the Mill side towards the end of the 90 minutes. Certainly, I think there may be a factor in the second half. That's a shot come across the face of the goal by Sheffield. It's going to be a goal kick for Millwall. 7 minutes into the first period. Really nice. Jinking run by Adam Malarkey. Gets clipped at the end of it, so it's a free kick left side for Millwall. Just saying to the chap next to me, of all the players on the Millwall side tonight, I think number three, Adam Malarkey, and number six, Akoli, they both look like could step up to the first team. Oh, there's a goal!
1-0, 2-1 Millwall! Floated in far post, headed in by Akoli! I'll just name tell you, eh? I'm going to set myself up as a scout, listeners. floated in from the left side, far post met by Coley. Nice header, nice finish. Mill lead it 2-1 in extra time. As I was just saying, one of the two players that really stood out.
One assist, one goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, second period of extra time there, listeners. Mill leading it 2-1. Trophies in sight. What happened the last time we had success on the horizon? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. 15 minutes between us and a trophy. That's nice. Nice bit of report, but we'll leave it there, listeners. Just thinking aloud, this is what will Gary Rowett do with this under 21 side? He'd probably want to curb their natural attacking instincts, wouldn't he?
I think so.
I think you've seen too much creativity, too much forward thinking, not enough emphasis on defence. We've lived on our nerves, listeners. But I think they need to be routed. A bit like the Clockwork Orange, where he's forced to watch defensive football. He's got his eyelids forced apart and forced to watch defensive Gary Rowett style football. That's what happened to this under 21 side across the course of the summertime. They want contracts from Millwall. So Sheffield's pressing forwards now. That's shot blocked. Blimey. Millwall playing a very deep defensive game. No one forward. We're talking about the last shot from distance. Goalkeeper collects. 2 minutes to go now, listeners. It's tense stuff. Sheffield players going down Wrigley, and Millwall players for that matter, with cramp. Everyone's going down with cramp. I'm going down with cramp.
Nick, where would the listeners compare this with the unit in the Community Cup against Sierra Leone?
It's bigger.
I'd say so.
See how much time's going to be added onto the extra time. This should be a few minutes, I think. Millwall on the break forward, though. This is the 16. Whose name I don't know, I think it's Baker. Just 2 minutes for Mill to last to take the silverware. Last minute attention, dear listeners, of the two added minutes. Sheffield still probing and pressing. Mill sitting very much back now. As the official feed put it, they're putting their bodies on the line. They are indeed putting their bodies on the line. Some really good performances out there. Tiredness and fatigue, a shot from distance. Take and turn onto the left side. Brown howling for the final whistle.
Just
seconds remaining now, listeners. Between Millwall and the Premier League Professional Development Championship. Under 21 level. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fantastic achievement. The players spill over the pitch in celebration. Well done, Millwall. That was a performance. Nice to meet you, man. Well done, Millwall. That is fantastic to see. Millwall players jubilant out there. It really lasts. That was a long, long period of extra time to get through, listeners. And here comes the status quo. Fantastic performance, Michael.
Doing well. What's that silver thing they're bringing out?
It's called a cup.
Oh, I was going to say, we don't normally see many of them.
Really, really well done, Millwall.
Yeah, saw the game out really well.
Yeah. Oh, it was a long half an hour to get through. Yeah, really, in fairness, both sides look fatigued, a lot of cramp going on out.
And I'll tell you what as well, I'm not sure about you, Nick, if you said this in the game, but the composure in that last 15,
yeah.
I think there was a couple of little silly moments, but... You expect
overall,
very calm.
Maturity was one of the words in one of the interviews with Kevin Nugent. I think that's fair comment tonight. Very mature performance.
Yeah, no, very well done. Well done, Millwall. And I'll tell you what, let's be optimistic. The future's bright. There we are.
How many of those will come through, I wonder?
On that performance, at least three. Squad players, not first team squad players.
I think Akoli's got the look about him. I like Akoli and I like Adam Malarkey.
The goalkeeper's very good.
Goalkeeper looked good, right.
This is the playoff final that counts. This is the playoff final we wanted.
Fantastic stuff. The players jubilant now. This must be a wonderful, wonderful moment in their careers. All obviously aspiring professionals.
But this is the Premier League Professional Development Championship, and that's fantastic.
Just coming up for the presentation of the trophies, listeners.
And
now it's all the time for your winners. First of all, a big round of applause for Kevin Nugent and Paul Robinson.
Ramon Essa is overjoyed out there, listeners. They're loving it. It's fantastic to see it. Really, really, really enjoying the moment. It's wonderful. Fantastic cheer for Coley. Get his medal. Whole team lined up on the podium. Dear listeners, Millwall Premier League Development League Champions 22-23. Bit of a happy story and a way to finish the season on a high note. Excellent evening. I want to say thank you, Michael Avery.
Thank you very much, Nick Hart. Thank you, dear listener. And well done to the under-21s. Well deserved.
And big thank you, Ryan Loftus.
Cheers, Nick. I'm glad you managed to bribe your way through the gate.
In the end. Thank you to you too, dear listeners. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in due course. Until then, arrivederci Millwall. Bye for now.